Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God. No.
So awkward.
Anonymous is on the line for True Confessions. Good morning, Anonymous. What's going on?
Hey. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're good. Anonymous dude today. It's been a long time since we've had an anonymous dude.
Yeah, I'll tell you though, man. I do have something I need to kind of get off my chest.
And yes.
It'll feel good to confess it this morning.
All right. Well, tell us everything.
So... it's going to sound weird, but my girlfriend, she sends me nude pics of herself all the time.
Oh.
And
sounds weird, but also cool.
Well, that's what you would think, but I'll be honest, I don't like them.
You don't like them?
No, I don't. And I'm kind of torn because I don't want to offend her, but it's like, do I tell her to stop sending them? You know, like what... Like, what's the best way to handle that? And
yeah, why don't you like the nude pics your girlfriend sends you? Out of curiosity, is she not attractive or?
No. Look, look, hands down, my girlfriend's hot. I love her to death. And,
yeah.
But it's the thing. It's like when I'm traveling for work and I travel a lot, or you know, we're not together on the weekends. You know, she'll just text me these nude photos, which I know, like you know, for all intents and purposes, she's like, oh, this is gonna be great. It's gonna turn him on. But
yeah.
The thing is, the pictures themselves, they're not sexy. They're just...
Why aren't they sexy?
They're just weird.
Why are they weird?
For a birthday, for example, like she has three dogs, right?
Which
I love. I love her dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
She'll send me a picture like naked on the bed with the three dogs.
It's just awkward?
It's a little awkward, you know. It's kind of like, oh, there she is, you know. But it's like there's three dogs like staring at the camera. It's like, what?
I can see how that could be a little off-putting.
I mean, and like even last weekend, like she sent me one, and again, you know, she was naked in front of the fridge.
Uh huh.
Which you know would be cool if, like, I don't know, like she had some ice cream or something like that. But like she's kind of like awkwardly naked with the fridge open, and like I can see like half of a rotisserie chicken, you know. Like it's just you know. I mean, it's just odd.
But you're never asking for them. She just sends them to you whenever she's feeling like it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's one of the things because you know we are close. We do have a good relationship, and because I am away a little bit, I think she's just trying to. You know, she wants to cheer me up. She wants to be like, hey, I miss you. You know, I can't wait to hear back.
Yeah, no, yeah. I get it. It's like fun foreplay stuff. You
know. Yeah.
Right. So, all right. So, oh, go ahead.
No. I mean, the last thing really, too, is it's like, you know, like I said, she's sexy. I do love her. I think she's hot. She has a beautiful smile, but in these photos, oh, good Lord, it's like she's just trying too hard.
Oh, like you know, what? Like she's not smiling in the photos? Like she's laying with her dogs and frowning?
It's like she's trying to do like Blue Steel or something, but she can't do it. It's bad. It's bad.
You know, yeah. Do you want to forward us a couple so we can see what you're talking about or
No, I think it's probably better.
No, probably okay, all right.
In the world yet.
No, I just thought of, you know, as a public servant. That's fine. I'll be honest with you. I would just say don't say anything personally because you know, you may not like them now, but when they stop coming, then you're going to miss them.
Right, exactly.
That's, you know, I never thought about that. That's that could be a good point, but I don't know. They just keep getting weirder and weirder.
He's like, nope, I actually hate them.
He's like, no, I don't know. I don't know if I would miss them. I would actually be like, all right, hang on 1 second, Anonymous. 340-9595. Tracy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I don't know. I just have a lot on my mind right now.
Oh, good. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. What'd you
want
to? That's good because we're blank, totally blank.
Yeah.
What'd you want to say about Anonymous and his weird, sexy photos from his girlfriend?
Okay. Well, first of all, I totally don't understand. Like, he's a guy and he has a problem with someone sending him nude pics.
Yeah.
Like a girl that he's seeing is sending him naked pictures, and this is a problem.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, that's
I would never date a guy like that. I would just be like, what's wrong with you? Forget it. But okay, since that is the situation, obviously he has to tell her. I mean, think about this poor girl. She's, like, putting all this time into, like, you know, getting her, I'm sure she's, like, getting her, making sure her makeup's all good and her hair looks nice and posing herself on the bed or the couch or wherever she's doing these pictures. And she obviously really trusts him because you have to really trust someone if you're sending them naked pictures of yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's super not cool that she's putting all this time and effort into this and all this trust into this, and it turns him off.
Yeah.
Like, do you think she would ever be doing that if she knew? No. I mean, yes, she might break up with him, but, like, that's just, like, the way it is.
So he needs to sit her down and say, hey, don't send me nude pics anymore. They're weird.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she probably... She's wasting her time then. I mean.
No, totally. She's wasting her time. And it's like, I don't know, in a way I feel like it's not respectful to her to not tell her.
Yeah.
You have to tell her.
Yeah.
You have to tell her.
Yeah. All right. No, that's true. That's a great point. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for your call.
Well, I'm glad that you took it because this would have weighed on me all day if I hadn't said that.
All right. Well, we're glad that you were able to you know.
Get it off your chest.
We're glad it's cathartic for everybody. Karina, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? Good morning, guys.
We're great. Thanks for asking. See, she asked.
Yeah.
Karina, what'd you want to say?
I just wanted to say about my little comment on the guy, you know, being afraid of voice his opinion to his girlfriend is that he should maybe spice it up a little bit and, like, fantasize what he would like to see her in or do, and maybe kind of like say, "Ooh, baby, maybe you should try on this pink, you know, lingerie or something." Because if he would tell her flat out, it would be kind of mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. There has to be, like, a nicer way to bring her down, is what you're trying to say.
Or just teach her.
Maybe do a teacher role or something, or a schoolgirl, or, you know.
Well, no, I'm just going to say teach her how to do it, not be a teacher. But whatever you're into.
I mean, a naughty teacher.
Yeah.
Perfect.
What if you sit in front of a chalkboard and nothing at all? And you held a, you know, spanked me with a paddle. Whatever. Hey, MJ from Ponte Vedra. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Great. What do you think about this guy who doesn't like the nude photos from his girlfriend?
You know, I would invent a story. I would tell her that it's probably no longer appropriate because he dropped the phone with her on the screen in a crowd of people, and everybody was treating him badly.
You feel like that's gonna make her feel okay that everybody saw her nude?
Well, exactly. Just let her know that what if this happens and he lost his phone? They went in it to see what kind of a person or who he was, and they saw all these pictures and turned it into his boss, and just make the story so outrageous that it would be.
So just basically
walk away from.
Totally mortify. I get it. All right. Hey, then just make her feel like horribly embarrassed. That'll do it. Charlotte from Riverside. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Great. What do you think, Charlotte? What's the right course of action here when you don't like your girlfriend's nudie photos?
Okay. So, like, me and my boyfriend have been long distance for 3.5 years now. Uh-huh. Like, it's a long time.
Right.
And so, obviously, like, I send him pictures and stuff because, like, if he's away all the time, like, he's going to want to see a little something. But If I personally take something and he doesn't like it, he'll just be like, "Hey, babe, can you take one like this for me really quick?" Or, like, say something like that, and then I'll do it. And he's like, "Oh, yeah, that's the best."
Yeah.
And so over time, I just kind of learned to do that so that he liked it.
So your boyfriend directs you as to what kind of pictures he wants?
Yeah, like, I'll send him and he'll be like, "Hey, babe, do this real quick," and I'll do it. And then he's like, "Yeah, that's what I want."
Huh.
Well, it's better to be open with communication about it than, like, embarrassed that she's sending them.
Yeah, no, I guess that's one way to do it. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Yeah, what if he wrote back and said, "Hey, instead of laying with the dogs, why don't you, like, put the dogs in the other room?"
Right, exactly.
Or instead of standing in front of the fridge, why don't you, you know, not stand in front of the fridge?
Yeah, you can't complain. Just suggest other places.
I get it. Stacy from St. Augustine. How are you?
Hi, good. Good morning.
Great. Oh, good. You didn't ask how we were, so I'm not going to tell you. Stacey, what's your advice?
I think, especially with Valentine's Day coming up, he should gift her a professional boudoir session. That way she could keep those kind of on hand, on deck, to kind of send one by one. And also, the photographer would probably teach her a little bit about posing.
That's a great idea.
A professional boudoir session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen some really great ones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Are they yours, Megan, or are they someone else's?
No, I felt like this girl I know who came on my podcast, she does that, and she's really good.
Oh, on the Babecast?
Yeah.
Oh, send me that link. Okay. All right. Hey, thanks. That's a great idea, too, Stacey. Thanks so much.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.